Hello?
Hi. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Timothy Taub, please.
Okay.
All right, and does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Not at this time.
Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Okay. All right, now I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Oh, definitely will vote.
All right. And just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
I'm over 55.
Okay. All right, sir, and just to make sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian? Or maybe Native American, American Indian, a mix including Hispanic or Latino, or not including Hispanic or Latino?
I'll go with white.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. All right. In thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'll go with dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed in.
All right, sir. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10, where, you know, how important an issue is for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if you don't think it's important at all, okay? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one will be protecting democracy and our voting rights.
That should be a 10.
10. Okay, improving K through 12 education.
10.
10. Okay, raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
That should be a 10.
Lowering rent.
That's a 0.
0. Okay, protecting abortion rights?
I'll go with 5.
5.
Since
okay,
that's a state issue.
Okay, funding for mental health services.
That should be a 10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And now I'm going to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one would be MAGA Republicans from 0 to 100.
Oh, I'll give them 100.
100.
MAGA gets okay. 100.
All right. What about J.D. Vance?
I'm sorry, the VP guy, Vance?
Yeah, I think that's who they're talking about, J.D. Vance.
Oh, he's the VP candidate. Don't know much about him, so I'm going to get...
How much?
80.
80, okay.
I don't know him.
Okay, what about... I haven't
heard of him much. So.
Okay, what about Republicans in Congress? Republicans in Congress?
Oh, I'll give them a 75.
75. Lori Chavez de Raymer.
I'll give her an 85.
85. Kamala Harris.
Zero.
Donald Trump.
We'll give him a 97.5.
Okay, I can only do whole numbers, so you want a 97
right.
or 98?
Round it up to 98. I'll give him a 98.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, and Ron Wyden.
Ron Wyden? Hey, wave.
Yes.
Talking to my kid. Ron Wyden, I'll give him a 35.
35. Okay, Janelle Bynum.
Joe Biden?
No, Janelle. That's her name. Bynum.
I've never heard of her.
Okay, we'll go with never heard. Okay, what about Democrats in Congress?
I give them a 25.
25. And the last, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, just because he's our president, I'll give him a 20.
20. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, or Republican Donald Trump?
I'm going to have to go with Donald Trump.
Okay. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Chavez.
Okay, Chavez. Okay, and even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Probably small chance at this point.
A small chance, okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I have to say no.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Raymer is handling her job as a member of Congress?
I will say yes.
Strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
I'll give her strongly.
Strongly. All right, sir. Now I want to read to you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Raymer and Janelle Bynum, okay? As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Raymer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Okay, the other one is serving in the State House since 2016. Janelle Bynum is the first black woman, you know, to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to the real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Would that be sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So it's okay if you did not, okay? But let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum, or maybe undecided?
I'm going to go with the Republican one.
Lori Chavez de Raymer. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and what is, and what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Raymer?
That she's been for growth of businesses, which businesses are what pay people's wages. And when people can make money, they improve.
So she's been there for growth, right?
Yep, growth
and
growth
and
of businesses.
Okay.
Because businesses are what pays taxes.
Okay, businesses. And businesses pay taxes, you say, right?
Yep, businesses pay taxes.
Okay. I'm writing this down real quick, okay? So give me.
Oh, not a problem, because businesses pay taxes, and even though those taxes are passed on to their customers, they're still paying taxes. So that's what funds government is, taxes. So
okay, all right.
If we have strong businesses, we get more tax money.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Janelle Bynum. Okay, please rate me each statement scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing, reason to support Janelle Bynum. 5 means that somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum, okay, for Congress. But you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows everything is possible when you remember what you are working for and who you are representing. As a mom and as a small business owner, as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where, we are today. And we won't stop working to deliver the changes our, communities need. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I'll go 2.
2. Okay, Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. And she fought for a Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Oh, shoot. I guess in the question you're asking me, a supporter of the public schools?
Yes, well, that's what she's, that's what she has done, public schools.
Okay, so she's supporting the public schools?
And, yes, sir.
How do I put this?
But this is how convinced, think that is, if it convinces you or not convinces you.
All right, well, how do I put this? My opinion of the public schools right now is I think the government should defund the public school system is my opinion. How do you want to rank that?
Okay, well, you can give me any number, the way you think, if you think they're not doing everything they should be doing, you can give me not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing.
Not convincing. I got to go 0, bottom of the
0.
I think, I think the government schools should be cut off.
Okay.
All
right, sir.
I am not satisfied with them at all.
Okay. All right. Janelle Bynum believes, hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profit on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after, price gouging to help bring down the cost and make the rich pay for their fair share. She prioritizes legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
I got to go not convincing because she never took an economics class.
Oh, okay. What economics. Number would you say, sir? From what number?
Not convincing. Zero. Zero.
Zero. Okay.
Economics. If people are making money, the tax revenues come in, they can afford things. But when the government overregulates and puts stipulations on things, it messes it up. And so that's what raises the rent and makes things unaffordable.
Okay, and the last statement says, Oregon, you know, may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected as a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on this, on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can, you know, act as a check on mega extremists. The stakes on this election are too high to risk, you know, a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. Would that make you, would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
I'm going to go no convincing because who cannot go against Make America Great Again?
Okay. So be zero, sir, or what number would you give it?
I'm going to go zero because can you not want to make America great again? Who's against that? Democrats should not be against that.
Okay. All right, sir. And, thank you for your answers. Sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laura Chavez DeRaymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'm going to have to go with the Republican because what you said about the Democrat, I do not want to have her in office. I don't know how she got in office. Who voted for her? What district is she from?
Well, she's you know, in Oregon. I don't know exactly where, but...
You don't know?
I mean... no, sir. Because we only do surveys, you know, and we only read whatever is on a survey. We don't add nothing else.
I know.
That way we don't interfere with your...
Yep. You're just doing a job. I know. I understand.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Now I'm going to read you that.
Sorry, I lost my cool.
No problem, sir. I'm going to read you the last statements. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez DeRaymer. Please tell me how much, you know, each troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRaymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, okay? Lori DeRaymer says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later said, quote, you can't compromise, you know, can't compromise. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that, you know, she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games. Would that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Well, I would say that bothers me, but I have not seen that.
Okay,
I have not physically seen that.
So, but it bothers you just quite a bit, or just some, or not at all?
I'll say some because I haven't.
Okay.
I have not followed her voting record.
Okay.
So.
The last statement says, Lori Chavez DeRaymer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez DeRaymer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then, as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Would that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Well, if your statements are true, I'll go some.
Some. Okay, but like I said, you can always do your research. You know, this is just some information they have. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now I'm gonna ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Biden?
I still have to go with Republican.
Okay.
Just because I know where the Democrats have drove us into the ditch.
All right, sir, and last questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? And I really appreciate your help with this survey.
Yeah.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Would that be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate like a bachelor's degree, or postgraduate like master's, MBA, law, PhD?
I gotta go with the bachelor's certificate in economics.
Okay, bachelor's degree. Okay, and are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow.
I am married. She hasn't murdered me yet.
Oh. All right, sir, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do have two children. They don't currently live with me.
But 18 or younger, right?
They're over 18.
Okay, so no. All right, sir, are you, as any member of your household, a member of a union or employee association?
Nope.
Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, you know, that you spend helping with the survey. I really wish you luck and have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.